the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember when people used to put flyers, it's graphic designs on paper, on top of your windshield, underneath the wiper, to tell you where the wild party was going to be that weekend?
All right. Yes, there it is.
We got one of those on our car. Oh. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, maybe I exaggerated just a little bit. It was actually a folded note.
A folded note?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was definitely not a flyer. it was a folded note that was put underneath my windshield wiper.
And we're driving to the airport and we hear this noise. Flap, 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 flap. Papers flapping. We're in a hurry. So we get out of the car, we take off, we do our work. I have to come back here. Otto stays behind. But the entire time we're working, what are you asking me, Automatic?
We never checked the note. I was like, what did that note say? It was a folded piece of paper. Somebody had a message for us.
Oh. Picked the car up. Somebody grabbed the note and threw it away. I don't
was
know
it meant to be?
What the
was
note
not
says.
Meant to be.
And Automatic, you know what? To be honest, I'd forgotten about the note. And I'm driving to our Airbnb, and Otto calls me, and I thought, oh, he's checking on me. What did you ask?
What did the note say? I was so curious, because I felt like anytime I've ever gotten a note on my car, it's usually either like somebody who's like a secret admirer. I was like, maybe, you know, they saw me running around shirtless.
They're like, hey, I gotta get this boy. I gotta tell my feelings.
Or it could have just been somebody telling me, don't park in front of my house, which I have a feeling that was what the note was about.
You know. That's what I kind of think too. Because I was thinking maybe they, I don't know, money, who knows what it was, but we'll never know. And it bothers me.
Feel free to remember this and come back at me later on in the year if you want to. But if it's, was somebody critiquing your parking, I feel like that's kind of what it was. It might have been somebody saying, hey, stay within the lines, my dog. You know, and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it might have been me.
What?
I'm just kidding.
My ego wants to believe that somebody has a crush on me.
Okay, yeah.
But reality is you're the worst parker in the history of parking.
Okay, Dana, you
He's always over the lines,
Dana,
Anthony. And I'm glad you said it.
You went over the line. I didn't say you're the worst parker ever.
Whatever. He's the guy at when I go to the grocery store and that person is over the line, I'm like, what are you doing? That's my husband. That's DJ Automatic.
Do not be jealous, okay? You might have some competition out there, okay? Don't be mad somebody has a crush on me.
Sure, that's what it is. All right. Anyway, we'll never know what the note says, but at least we'll know what National Day is now. Anthony A., what you got?
All right. Today we'll celebrate National Cranberry Sauce Day.
Let's go! Yeah. Cranberry sauce, it's the side dish that doesn't get the respect that it deserves. And may I say, I like the fake gloppy thing that comes out of the can. It's so good. I cut it into... No, I'm gonna.
It is not the side dish that doesn't get any respect. It's the side dish that nobody wants.
Ooh,
yeah, they do. They want it.
I think it's the side dish that's America's guilty pleasure because there's over 5 million gallons of canned cranberry sauce sold each
year. Boom, Anthony.
Somebody is eating this stuff.
It's like the side chick. Nobody wants to talk about it, but everybody knows one.
Oh, I can't wait to start calling people my cranberry sauce.
877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This might arguably be one of the biggest download of DMs we've ever done.
Oh.
And we're talking about Desiree hitting me up about her man, Roberto. He's talking to other women. And it has to do with gaming. There's just a lot. Here's a little excerpt from that down in the DM.
Is it okay that while I'm sleeping, he's messaging other girls? And if he's got time for that, he should have time for me, right?
Okay, but how do you know that that's happening? How do you know he's messaging other women?
Because I went through his Instagram. I saw some things that I knew didn't look right. And so now I have my friend at work messaging him.
Thanks.
Also, they've hit a rut is a big thing, too. And when you feel your partner go cold for whatever reason, that could mess with your mind a little bit.
Maybe if you stay off the games.
Yeah, I was going to say, some women are jealous of video games. Yeah. Like, your attention is, they feel like is towards the video game should be put towards them and not the game.
Stop covering up for the man. He was Instagramming somebody. He's DMing someone right on Instagram named Monica. I'm pretending to be Monica. Here's how that call went.
For sure, no girlfriend, right? Because sometimes I meet people online and they just lied. It's hard to meet, you know, honest guys.
Come on. I just got to make sure I'm off. So, okay. Let's definitely grab some lunch. Where do you want to eat? You got any ideas?
I was thinking maybe we can meet at Desiree's house while you're playing Call. I can hang out with her, and she'll have someone to talk to.
What?
You know exactly what.
You know exactly what she's talking about, you stupid...
Woo-wee, it went down in the DM.
Instantly regret standing up for that dude.
Damn. I will stand up for video games, though.
Yeah. Okay, video gaming is one thing. But talking to Monica, who doesn't even exist, by the way, which is crazy. Oh, here's the rest of that down in the DM. The way it played out, that's what that took a left.
It's over. I can't believe you.
Listen, I don't know what this is talking about. All right.
Oh, really? Don't even try to act now. You got caught, okay, dumbass?
Just calm down. Let's talk about this.
Me calm down.
I want to see you, man. She doesn't want to see you.
I got to come by anyway, all right? I got to get my stuff.
You do you? You don't have at my place, idiot.
At least let me pick up my PlayStation.
Your PlayStation? I bought that. Now I'm going
to
sell it.
No, that you gave that to me. That's mine.
You think you lied to me so you can
It was the limp that got me. Never have we had more DMs on Instagram, more calls of men and women. Can I buy that PlayStation?
Yeah, ruthless,
everybody.
Dude. Ruthless. Nobody cared about it.
Nobody was like, how's that guy doing?
Nope. Man, I was worried. I was like, that's messed up. And I think if you give it to a person as a gift, regardless of the situation, don't take the gift back.
Anthony,
I got you back on that one.
She gave him her heart. And he stomped on it.
The PlayStation. And all he gave her was limp.
That's worse. Yeah, if a chick gives you PlayStation.
Fair game. Say somebody cheats on you and you gave them a gift, but it's at your house. Shouldn't you be able to sell it?
Oh, I'm keeping it.
Thank you.
Well, that's tricky, though. What's the equivalent?
Because that's happened to me before. I lost many a clothes and many a things because of that exact situation.
Were you cheating?
I was not being a good boyfriend.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ariana Grande just admitted to sliding into the DMs of her fans. You know, the movie Wicked is coming out today, and the entire world is waiting with bated breath. I'm one of those people. I can't wait to watch this movie. Now, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba, sat down with Ariana Grande and took the lie detector test on Vanity Fair. And Cynthia asked Ariana this.
Have you ever DM'd a fan just to chat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time?
Yeah.
She talks to her fans all the time. What? I've never gotten a DM, Ariana. What's going on here? This movie is one that I believe she'll probably be nominated for an Oscar for. I can't wait to see what she wears. She always looks fabulous on the red carpet. Ariana is one of those people that stands out.
One of the reviews that I read, I think it was The Hollywood Reporter, one of those ones, they said that her singing was really great in the movie, but her comedic timing was way off.
I don't believe it even a little bit, because she was in one of the most compelling dramatic series of all time, Victorious. Do you remember that automatic? Remember we would be glued to the Nickelodeon?
Five fingers to the face.
Exactly. And who did you say was that publication again?
The Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, we're canceling The Hollywood Reporter right now. Well, I don't think so.
What has me a little up in arms is a recent warning they put out about it. Where
Anthony,
they said,
what was that warning? Yeah, you said there's a warning, Dana.
The studio's releasing a warning saying when you go to the studio to watch Wicked, you can't sing or wail out loud in the movies. And what kind of musical is it if I can't wail out loud? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of musical that is, because if I'm going to the movie, I'm singing along.
That's what I thought. That's the whole point of everything, dude. Now you tell me I can't even ugly cry when she goes full Green Goblin? What are you talking about?
Wait, hold on, Automatic. You want to sing at a musical?
Why wouldn't I? I mean, if you're going to be there, take in the whole experience. Have you ever been in a movie theater where everyone is involved in the movie? It's so much fun.
Not since Deadpool. And nobody was singing.
Oh, my God.
Except a little bit of Bye Bye Bye. There was a little bit of that. But I'm not I don't know that I want everybody's breath on my face and kind of going there, you know. I am taking vocal lessons, so I understand the need and the desire to want to sing. But as you guys have told me, Automatic and Anthony A, I'm not quite there yet.
You know what?
Maybe there's other people in the theater that aren't quite there yet. You know?
When you put it in perspective, if it was a movie theater full of Dana Cortez's singing, I don't think I would want to be in there either.
Wow!
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
All right, if you plan on seeing the movie today, call us up 877-730-DCS1. Or even more importantly, why don't you give us your review? We don't care about The Hollywood Reporter.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think my husband, DJ Automatic, might have an admirer you know, we're staying in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And there was a handwritten note left on our windshield. We went to the airport and we were pretty much in a hurry. Wouldn't you agree, Automatic? We were speeding.
We were in a hurry. It made me forget to actually check to see what the note said.
We flew in to do a job and then I had to fly here, fly back home. And he stayed behind because he's got more work to do. I'm driving back to the Airbnb. Otto calls me and I'm like, oh, look at my husband checking on me. He didn't care if I was safe. He wanted to know, what do the notes say?
That's right.
My ego wanted to know if I had a secret admirer, okay?
And the people at the airport took the note and threw it away.
Ah, it shouldn't have been there. I think
I'll never know what it says. It bothers me. And to be honest, I hadn't even thought about the note until you called me, Automatic. Now it's all I can think about. What did that note say?
I feel like it was more along the lines of critiquing your parking, brother.
You know what, Anthony? My ego doesn't say that. My ego says it was a secret admirer, okay?
All right. Sorry, brother.
Your wife says it was your parking.
Oh, no, dang. My bad.
He pulled up on the line. Anthony, you know. I'm going to take a picture of him parking.
My bad, Automatic. Didn't mean to open up the floodgates. You know what? You're not the only one exchanging notes out here, all right? I recently, over the summer, got friend-zoned.
Anthony, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was. It sucked.
It's her loss.
Yeah, it's her loss. I mean, she's happy and, you know, dating a doctor now. But you know what? It's her loss.
Okay, maybe it wasn't your loss.
She could be loving up on me, you know, saying it's sharing my studio Airbnb, too. But anyway, I wrote her a handwritten note.
Oh.
And come to think about it, it was more of a letter.
What did she say when she got it?
I never gave it to her.
Oh,
I got scared. I chickened out. Well, because, listen, y'all know I'm dyslexic, so half of the thing didn't even make sense. This just sounded like some crazy letter.
Damn. She's with a doctor. The handwriting probably isn't a big thing for her. Do you ever read a prescription that a doctor writes? You know, I still like to write notes down. It's important to me. I write my thoughts down every single day. It makes me feel good. It's cathartic.
Yeah.
And I carry a note that my uncle wrote. He wrote a poem, and I carry it with me, and it means something to see when someone takes the time to write. It's different than typing on your phone. Yeah. It's different than doing the notes.
My grandpa wrote me a letter every single month of my childhood.
Oh, Automatic. That's so sweet.
And of all those letters, I never replied to one of them. And I feel that's like one of my few regrets in life is never replying to it because now it's too late.
Automatic, why didn't you reply?
Because I was a kid, I was a teenager, and you know, he would always write me and give me life advice and give me updates on his stuff. I always read them. And sometimes I would even call him, but I never wrote him back, like physically wrote another letter to him back.
You shouldn't have any regrets because all the things he wrote, you took in. You're a good person.
Yeah, and you not writing him back delivered karma because you never know what that note's going to say that was on your car. So that's what that is, dude. That's a full circle moment.
Grandpa
right
got you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.